Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. AW Dynamite is tonight. The Continental Classic is kicking off. And yes, we have matches today for tonight's AW Dynamite. We'll tell you about those. Last night was also NXT. The show was, I guess, better than last week. Still, my God, they did some of the dumbest things. It's like Vince Russo's booking the show. We'll tell you about the NXT show here later on. Then we got a very astounding interview with Becky Lynch, which we got to talk about here. And I don't really know a lot more than what she said, but we're going to talk about it. Seth Rollins was also there to talk about when he expects to be back from his injury. We got the update on the New Japan World Tag League. We got SmackDown ratings, which did well. Raw did great. We talked about it yesterday, but this, of course, would be the Raw with the final Raw appearance of John Cena. Very big number there. And then we got an astounding story that tells you the difference between Japanese professional wrestling culture and American professional wrestling culture. There was a 3-month suspension, and wait till you hear why. So we got all of that, and then the NXT report and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, you're welcome to. Text message line 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm at 4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, as well as at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. I believe Filthy's joining us. Wrestling Observer Live.
Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're in the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. Feel like I haven't seen you in forever, Tom. What's
that's
going
incorrect.
On? What?
I saw you on. That's incorrect.
Yeah.
I saw you 2 days ago.
Yeah, I said I felt like it.
Were you being facetious?
Of course. I just saw you the other day, dude. We did commentary together and some great interviews, which are going to be up on the site here very soon.
I also did great commentary.
Yeah, well, you did you? Better than I did. Mm. It's a rough start, brother. I thought we got
first time you've ever done commentary. I can't believe it.
No, it actually was.
I was baffled.
I was
blown away.
Well, Vinny and I think that about 15 years ago, we might have done commentary for like a Pinnacle show or something like that. But this was, I consider this the first time I ever did commentary. So it'll be up on the Relentless YouTube here after a while. You guys can check it out. Check out the matches from the second half of the show, not the first half.
Yeah, you should check out the matches from all of them. Just turn
well, the
off
matches
Brian's
were awesome.
Audio. Maybe we could have Will E. Large Man just cut you out.
Yeah, I don't think he can cut me out. Actually, he can. It's three separate channels. If he cuts me out of the first half of the show, I'll be all right with that. I thought it was all right in the second half. I thought we started to get our groove once we all figured out what we were doing. Well, I did at least. Next show is what, March 22nd?
21st. Way to be a professional.
Yeah. Well, it's a ways from now, you know. March 21st, Relentless at the Northern Quest Casino. Tom and I are going to be there.
That's right.
It's going to
be
awesome.
Competing in a tuxedo match.
Oh, would you stop?
Against each other.
God. You know how much money you have to buy my tuxedo every time if we're going to do a tuxedo match. That's going to be the rule. I'm not buying a brand new tux every time for you to rip it off. You kidding me?
So I get to pick your tux? Deal.
I'll think about it. Well, anyway, yes, Dolph Ziggler and Chris Bay interviews will be up probably today and tomorrow on the site. Tom and I told the whole story of this on, what day was it? One of these shows, if you want to find out what happened. But they're very, very good interviews, so you should check them out. I think it was a Sunday Brian and Vinny show, if you want to find out what happened with Dolph and then Chris Bay, Nick Nemeth. But it worked out great in the end. Actually worked out great in the end, did it not?
I thought it was very good. You did a great job conducting those interviews. I did very little.
Not letting you talk?
Yeah. Well, we would have many of the same questions. You did. You did get in a UFC question for virtually no reason, fell out of place.
Well, I look at the guest, and you're behind me. So as I told you, I understand like, that. If you have a question, like nudge me or something, so I know that you're going to ask a question. And you never nudged me, so I just kept going.
You think I want to touch you?
Yes, you want to have a tuxedo match with me. You want to tear my clothes off. So I think you're okay nudging me if you have a question for a guest. Now, tonight is Dynamite, and we actually have matches. They actually have announced matches for this show. We have got Continental Classic Gold League, Kyle Fletcher versus Okada. That should be incredible. We have Darby Allin versus Kevin Knight, which also should be great. And I can't believe this match is occurring. John Moxley versus Máscara Dorada.
Wow. That's tonight?
That's tonight.
Wow.
And the Ops celebrate new AEW World Champion Samoa Joe. So I think that we'll get a lot of explanations about what's going on when we watch the show tonight. It's pretty obvious that, you know, Hook was a double agent. He was with the Ops the entire time. He threw some matches, I think is what happened. But I wouldn't be, I'm not sure this is happening, but I would not be in the least bit surprised. You know, they always, whether it's the G1 or the Continental Classic, there's always that guy that's in there that's just like losing a bunch of matches. And clearly, like Kevin Knight or Speedball or Máscara Dorada, like any of them could be in the running to be that guy. I think Moxley is losing tonight. I think that he's snake bit. So I think Máscara Dorada beats John Moxley. Could be wrong. I have no inside information. But just looking at the John Moxley character and the fact that he's almost surely going to be booted out of this group soon and turned on, I think him losing to Máscara Dorada and choking in this tournament is good for that story. But we shall see. We're going to get into NXT later. I just want to talk about it now, but I'm not going to. What do you think of that speed match? Was it the stupidest thing you've ever seen?
I don't want to think about it right now.
All right, we'll talk about it later. Becky Lynch did a podcast.
Yeah, what is this interview? I have got to go listen to this later on because this seems like something that is so damning that it should just be handled right now.
So she says, during an appearance on Bert Kreischer's podcast released on Tuesday evening, Becky was discussing how her and her husband Seth Rollins began seeing each other. She said that at the time she had been warned to, quote, stay away from the boys, and specifically mentioned one male talent who was alleged to blacklist wrestlers after making advances toward them. Lynch said at the time it was, quote, stay away from the boys, don't go near the boys. Not going to name names, but there was a guy in the main roster who was like, be careful because, one, he'll try to sleep with you. If he sleeps with you, then he'll blacklist you. At this point, he jokingly asked if the person was Cody Rhodes. Lynch continued, then if he tries to sleep with you and you don't sleep with him, he'll also blacklist you. So there was this line that you had to walk, this tightrope. Yeah, Kreischer then asked if he knows the person whom Lynch was referring. Lynch responded, you know him, definitely, and then her and Rollins laughed. At one point, he got my number. I remember being like, how do you walk this line? There was always this thing of if you get into a relationship and things go south, they're not going to fire the guy. They're always going to fire the girl. So it was a very scary, precarious thing. Kreischer jokingly added, that would be upsetting if they fired the guy. So I'm trying to make sense of this here. A guy on the main roster. So she is saying there was a guy on the main roster. Oh, it is. Oh, okay. So listen, the first time I heard this, I thought, is she talking about Vince? Then they mention you can't fire the guy. I mean, I don't know who she's talking about. I have absolutely no idea. I have no idea why you would tell a story like this and not name the person. Presumably the person doesn't work there anymore. Otherwise she wouldn't bring this story up. It's just a very, and then her and Rollins laughing about it. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know when this was. I mean, presumably this was the mid 2010s, I would think. when she was first coming up to the main roster. And, of course, Vince was there.
Well, it sounds like it's whenever her and Seth Rollins got together.
I'm trying to figure out the timeline here. She said her and Seth began seeing each other at the time she had been warned. So I think this was before they got together. It sounds like when she first got called up to the main roster, she was just given this warning. But it doesn't specify. I'm just astounded that this story would be told, and I don't know why you would tell this story if you're not going to say who it was. Or.
And where do you go from here?
I don't know, man.
Now that the story's out. Like, don't you think people want some sort of resolution or something? I don't know. Maybe it's all hearsay. You know? I mean,
she gives no other details. But, I mean, my gut feeling is she's talking about Vince, but then she does say it's someone on the main roster and that the person got her. Wouldn't Vince already have the number? I don't know. It's just a bizarre story here, just thrown out nonchalantly on this podcast. So I feel like this will potentially build into something bigger, but who knows? You know, it was brought up at a weird time right before Thanksgiving and everyone's off the road and I don't know. So that was very bizarre. And then Seth on the same podcast basically said that he's going to be out at least 6 months. He's hoping to be back by WrestleMania season. So probably 12 weeks we'll be moving into WrestleMania season, hoping around February after the holiday stuff, I can lock it in, stop eating so much junk food, basically. Give myself a month before I come back. And maybe April. So he's targeting WrestleMania for his return. We'll see if that ends up taking place. But if you have any comments on any of this, text me, 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Everyone's in the chat just going wild trying to figure out this Becky thing, throwing out all these names. So, a lot of people thinking Brock, but my thought is, if it were somebody who is currently working there today, she would not have told this story. I can't imagine that if it were Brock Lesnar and he's back and he's in the main event of War Games, that she's going to bring up the story talking about him. The other thing is she mentions that that this person, if you didn't sleep with them, they would blacklist you. That's the other reason I thought it was Vince or somebody like... How can another talent blacklist you? What does that even mean? Like, Becky, I mean, another talent, what does that mean that another talent blacklists you? They don't have any power to blacklist you. What does that even mean? So it sounds like somebody who was in management and also was on screen, which again sounds like Vince McMahon. But I don't know. So just very weird story. All right, have you been watching any? Yes, you have anything you want to add?
Not on that, but 2 hours ago, in a completely separate news story, 2 hours ago, the fifth episode of Speed Goes Pro was put up on YouTube. And this is a show where iShowSpeed takes part in various sports. This one, hosted along with Randy Orton, has Speed taking part at the WWE Performance Center, no less, in a match. Over 250,000 views already, up just hours ago. So, and guess what, Brian?
What's that?
Spoiler alert, he jobbed out.
Wow.
In his first match. So, I'm sure we're going to be seeing more of that and more of iShowSpeed in the WWE.
Well, we got the World Tag League, and Jeremy Finestone, speaking of strong style, has got the update here. This is the update, nights 2 to 5. So night 2 was Saturday. Lance Archer and Alex Zane, who are babyfaces, by the way, beat Ren Narita and Sonata. Zack Sabre Jr. and Oiwa beat Callum Newman and Great O'Khan when Zack Sabre Jr. kicked Khan into a German suplex. Shota Umino and Yuya Uemura beat Tanahashi and Phantasmo when Shota pinned ELP, or as you like to call him, LP. Hiromu Takahashi and David Finlay beat Yoto, Ice, and Oscar when we got a blind tag and Yuto pinned Hiromu.
Bomba clot.
Yeah. And then Yuto. Yuta went to pin Hiromu. I see. Okay. So Hiromu.
Hiromu and Finlay
won. Yes.
Yeah, they're a great team if you haven't seen them. Finlay just throws Hiromu around. Like, he power bombs him onto guys, slams him onto guys, launches him into the corner. It's quite an act.
And then we had night 3. Bishamon beat Yujiro and Chase Owens. Toriyan and Bolton Oleg beat Taichi and Kojima.
Yeah, baby.
Desperado and Shuji Ishikawa beat the War Dragons. That's Drilla Maloney and Shingo. And Gabe Kidd and Yota Tsuji beat Evil and Don Fale. Night 4, which was Tuesday, Callum Newman and Great O'Conn beat Zayn and Archer. Hiromu and Finley beat Tanahashi and Phantasmo. Ren Narita and Sonata beat Oscar and Yuto Ice. And Zack Sabre Jr. and Oiwa beat Yuya Uemura and Umino. Fantastic match. This apparently is miles and miles better than that wacky best of the or the Super Junior Tag League, which got horrible reviews until the very end. Night 5, Kid and Tsuji beat Owens and Yujiro. Desperado and Ishikawa beat Taichi and Kojima. Evil and Don Fale beat Drill and Shingo. And Bishamon beat Oleg and Yano. So the standings.
Oh.
Yeah, here are the standings. At this point, as of today, 5 teams are tied at 4 points. Bishamon, Oleg and Yano, Desperado and Tsuji, Yota Tsuji and Gabe Kidd, and Evil and Don Fale. And then Taichi and Kojima and Shingo and Drilla both have 2 points. Yujiro and Chase Owens, no points. Losers. And then for the B block, Finley and Hiromu and Zack Sabre Jr. and Oiwa, undefeated with 4 points. Shota and Yuya, United Empire, Ren and Sonata, and Monster Sauce all have 2 points. And the Knockout Brothers and Tanahashi and Phantasmo, 0 points. Tanahashi has 0 points in this tournament so far. So that's the update. Can you believe it? Thought Tanahashi would go out with more than no points. So there you go. All right, some other news notes here. We'll get to NXT in a while. Did you hear about Yuma Aoyagi being suspended by All Japan?
I did.
Yeah.
Driving without a license?
All Japan held a press conference on Wednesday to address a car accident he was involved in. So what happened was, Aoyagi was driving home after an All Japan event. He failed to notice a red light, drove through, collided with another vehicle. He was not injured, but someone in the other car is being treated for a leg injury. And so his license had been expired for a year. And they, All Japan, as a result of this, this is what they've done, okay? A guy was driving. His license had been expired for a year. He ran a red light, hit another car, and that person has a leg injury, okay? All Japan has announced that he has been suspended for 3 months. His pay has been cut 50% for those 3 months. They have now checked all of the license expiration dates for all of the other wrestlers and staff. They have issued a warning about driving safely.
Well, Brian.
Also, one more. He and Yuma Anzai also have to forfeit all of their remaining matches in the All Japan Real World Tag League. They're out. So go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. I know this is funny. We're laughing about the absurdity of it. But they just recently had a member of their roster get run over.
That is true.
And killed.
I'm not laughing at the absurdity, Tom. I'm laughing at the difference between how they handle these situations in Japan and how they handle these situations in the United States, which is they don't at all.
This is not without precedent. We've seen things like this happen in Japan multiple times, whether it's, people
bringing weed into the country,
people resigning from positions.
Yes.
Like, do you remember when Act Yasukawa got beat up? And then we had people in Stardom leaving management positions, suspending themselves. I'm trying to think of some other instances here because there are plenty more. Shingo Takagi got suspended for harassing a monkey and putting up videos on social media. He wasn't the only one. There was other members of Dragon Gate that were involved in that, and they were punished. So this is something that happens all the time. My boy, Tadao Yasuda, former IWGP heavyweight champion and pride fighter, was publicly shamed for having a ton of gambling debt. Who was it? Who was the guy? Who was the New Japan wrestler that passed away recently? The young Kita Katsumura? Kitamura.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kitamura. Remember, Kitamura did an MMA fight against Bobby Olagun. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And Bobby Olagun was forced into that fight because he had gotten into some domestic assault allegations and was publicly shamed and basically forced to fight against Kitamura. So these things are not without precedent in the country of Japan.
Yeah, and if you look at America, I mean, go to Jimmy Uso's Wikipedia and click personal life. Go to Jey Uso's Wikipedia, click personal life. And they're not the only ones, but they're the ones that stick out because, you know, they very recently had, like, I think it was DWIs, DUIs, and absolutely nothing done by the company whatsoever. There was no suspension, no push being stopped, nothing.
Right. Liv Morgan was apprehended one time, but I believe those charges were dropped or something along those lines.
Yeah. Jimmy for sure had multiple. I thought Jey had one, but it's not listed here. So maybe
Cash Wheeler got in trouble for pulling the gun.
Yep.
On the guy in the road.
Oh, Jey Uso did have a DWI, 2018.
The Cash Wheeler thing got dropped, I believe, as well, though. So.
Yeah. But yes, I mean, it was just, you know, something like that happens in Japan. You know, in the old days, we talked about if you brought marijuana into Japan, banned for life. Life. You could never come back. But there were certain people who were powerful enough to get that lifetime suspension lifted.
I don't know. Has Matt Seidel ever gone back?
I'm not talking about guys like Matt Seidel.
He was the most notable one.
SmackDown, 1.21 million viewers, which is up 4%, and a 0.29 in 18 to 49 up 7%. So didn't do a bad number. Raw with John Cena's alleged final match ever on Raw did the best numbers that Raw Netflix has done in 7 months, which should come as no surprise. And then finally, there was an interview on the Wrestling Classic with Brody Lee Jr., who was 13. He clarified he's not actually under contract. He's not signed. Says, everyone thinks I'm signed, but I'm not. But the deal is when I turn 18, if I want the contract, it's mine. The only thing I really signed was a random contract for when I turn 18, it's me versus Moxley in a death match. And then he added, I definitely want to wrestle Moxley, but maybe not in a death match. So he smartened up at 13. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary three-day, two-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tom, have you learned the error of your ways, brother? Can't say that word no more.
I'm not getting into this.
Yeah, we cannot no longer say Udo Ice's, what would you call his
taunt.
His taunt? Yeah, it's a very, very, very bad word in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more.
Lasting says, tell Udo Ice to go to Jamaica and use that word in a sentence. See what happens. Yeah.
I'm sure he'd love to. I don't think Udo Ice is scared of going to Jamaica and saying that word. Udo Ice is from the streets, brother. Legit. He was an underground MMA fighter. You take a look at that guy's jaw. I don't think he cares about going to Jamaica.
Wow. Spurs says they'll set him on fire. I think he'd be concerned about that. All right. Let's talk about NXT here. What a stupid show. It was better than last week, but it was stupid.
I didn't see last week's show.
It sucked.
Wow.
All right. You want to get going or should I?
I can do it.
Do it.
All right. So this was NXT Gold Rush week two. Coming at us from the theater at Madison Square Garden, which looked pretty cool, like it's a cool venue. Were they up on a stage?
It's a theater at Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
So.
I have been there, I believe. I've been in this venue for a World Series of Fighting event, or it may have even been a Glory Kickboxing, now that I think about it.
Wow.
And I believe the ring may have been like up on a stage. So I'd have to go back and look, but we may have only got like a three-quarter view the whole time, but it looked packed. I'll say that. So we got a bit of a recap from last week's action of Gold Rush Week 1 before we started off in the ring with Sean Legacy taking on your favorite champion, Jackson Drake, along with his buddies from the Vanity Project. Brian, do you know their names?
Actually, I got to say this about their names. So this Peter Rosenberg bloke, this guy, yes, like a radio guy. I know I've seen,
yes,
him. Okay.
He's so, a radio. He's been around for years.
He's like Sam point. Roberts. You know, they dig these, yes, these radio guys and they have him do commentary or whatever. And, you know, Peter Rosenberg's never really done anything for me, but I've never actually like watched any pre-shows or anything.
So hold on. They got a radio guy. They put him on commentary. He's not doing anything for you.
Okay. Yeah.
But you didn't
let me finish.
Continue on.
Okay. So they bring him in as the Evolve analyst, okay? This guy did a better job in 30 seconds of explaining everything that was going on in this match and who everybody was than NXT has done in months. This guy deserves a raise. He said their names over and over and over and over again. He explained who they were, what they do, how long this Jackson Drake has been wrestling. I mean, he did a phenomenal job.
They said this guy's an eight-year pro.
And he's only 22, so he's been doing this for like since he was like 15. He's like a Nick Wayne and they even mentioned like he started with Javon. It's like he's not as good as Javon or Nick Wayne, but he's pretty good. Sean Legacy is pretty great. And this was a really good match, and I was watching this and I was like, man, the show's turned around. A good match, good wrestling. A great job commentary by Peter Rosenberg. I was all in at this point.
Legacy did what I would describe at one point as a moonsault exploder suplex off the top rope, which should finish anyone off. That was a fantastic move. But Jackson Drake fought on. Brian, you know, you didn't answer the question. Do you know the name?
Ricky Smokes, Brad Baylor, and Jackson Drake.
Okay, what's the name of the tag team? Not the,
they're
not
the Vanity Project.
Okay, no, the tag team of Ricky Smokes and Brad Baylor.
I don't remember.
Swipe Right.
No, that's right, Swipe Right.
Okay, so Drake fought on, hit a double gut buster, a flying knee as Legacy was hung up in the ropes, and then a running knee to the running knee strike to the face, which they called the unaliving. No good. And he retained the Evolve title.
This guy here says Rosenberg is a giant tool. I don't care. He did a good job on commentary. Yeah, all I want is someone explain this crap.
You know what tools are? Useful.
Yes, exactly.
Ethan Page told Zarya backstage that she would be the North American champion. Oh, Sol Ruka, I'm sorry. Ethan Page, let me start over. Can we get Peter Rosenberg on air?
How about we just move to the next segment? Because it's going to take an hour to talk about Fallon Henley and Zarya.
Ugh.
This absolutely.
Can we skip this segment?
No, I'll get into it. I'll do the quick version, because if I do the full version, I'm going to swear.
Hold on. Why are they starting with a lockup? The biggest strategic waste of time for either one of these women.
This is so low on my priority list when it comes to how stupid this match was. Guys, this is for the vacant speed title, okay? Sol Ruka was the champion. She got injured. Ava made her vacate the title due to injury. Sol is already back wrestling before the finals of the tournament to crown a new champion. That's already stupid enough. It's a 5-minute time limit. They do this stupid match, and they run out of time. It's a draw. They had 5 minutes, and they couldn't win. The two people in the finals of this tournament, by the way, the tournament, the normal matches are 3 minutes. The finals are 5 minutes, which is stupid, but whatever. But, like, two people who went through a tournament winning all their matches in 3 minutes or less, neither of them can win in 5 minutes. It goes to a draw. Everybody boos. Ava then comes out and says, that's not how this match is going to end. We need a new champion. Therefore, this is going to sudden death. You know what sudden death means? It means it just keeps going until someone wins. So Ava's ruling is that we are going to figure out a new speed champion in a one-on-one match not contested under speed rules. So they wrestle and they wrestle for minutes on end. And at the end, what happened? Oh, yeah, the normal match. At the end, Lainey Reed ends up interfering. Zara smashes her to the steps. Fallon hits a Shining Wizard, a Fame Ass, or she gets the pin. So Fallon Henley won the speed title in a non-speed match because the champion can't even win in 5 minutes. A title that you must defend in 3 minutes. God! They built my hopes up for this show with that opener, and then they were like, now we're gonna get him, and then they did this.
Brian, I have the worst headache in the world thinking about this. Ava came out and said, that is not how this is gonna end. What do you mean? That's exactly how it's supposed to end. That's how the tournament is set up. That's what the rules are. If nobody gets the win, then it's a draw. What do you mean? That's in the contract. Do you remember, Brian? Do you remember? I'm sure you do, actually. Do you remember Pride Grand Prix 2000? The opening round was Kazushi Sakuraba, my favorite fighter of all time, taking on Guy Metzger, right? It goes to a 10-minute time limit. And what does Pride do? They go, hey, somebody in Sakakibara goes, hey, they're going to overtime to determine a winner. Ken Shamrock, rightfully so, flips his lid ringside, and he pulls Guy Metzger out of there. He said, this is crap. We're not doing this. The contract stipulated one thing, and now you're trying to pull the wool over our eyes and do something else. You know what happens, like, in a boxing match, if it's not in the contract and it goes to a draw? They don't go, hey, we're doing one more round. We're not paying you guys anything extra. here, fight your hearts out. No! They go to the scorecards. It's over. You don't come out and restart the match like this if it's not in the contract. That's exactly what the rules of this tournament are. You knew this going in.
Not only that, Tom. Hey, listen, if you're going to restart it, you got to restart it as a speed match. Not a match with no time limit. It's for the speed title. This would be like, hey, you and me are going to fight an MMA fight for a vacant title. We go to a draw, and then Dana White comes out and goes, well, now you must compete in a basketball game to determine the first champion. Stupid. They've ruined our speed title, Tom. They've ruined it. Let's talk about Shiloh Hill. Complete maniac. I loved it.
He gave us the download. Backstory on his life. He's in a cramped office space with you talk about it.
He's a maniac. That's all we need to know. So then John Cena does a pre-tape promo to tell us who's in the Iron Survivor Challenge. The first man he chooses is Javon Evans, of course. The second person is Leon Slater.
Hey, listen, you tool Stu in the YouTube chat didn't realize this was a boxing match. No, we're going from the premise that this is a real sporting event with real contracts and real people doing real fights, okay? That's what they're presenting to us. We're not, it doesn't matter what sport it's in. It could be a soccer match and some tool, and a non-helpful tool, comes out afterwards and tries to change the rules that are already stipulated in the contract. Get out of here! Or stay in the chat and subscribe.
Javon Evans, Leon Slater, Joe Henry,
very happy.
Miles, the winner of Miles Bourne versus Trick Williams, and the Bookworm. Those are the men in the Iron Survivor Challenge. And then later, for the women, he announced Sol Ruka, Lola Vice, Kalani Jordan, Jordan Grace, and Kendall Gray. Can't this guy book the show? Comes off significantly more competent. Tell us about Kalani Jordan, Lei Ying Li, and Jordan Grace.
Well-wrestled match in the traditional modern American wrestling three-way style. Impressive power spots. At the end, Kalani missed a 450 splash. Jordan planted her with a tower hacker bomb, but Lei Ying Li did a tornado kick to Grace and stole the pinfall on Jordan to win the title. Afterwards, Brian Alvarez got in the ring with his little TNA hat on and gave Lei Ying Li the belt.
I got to say that this match was good. Like, it's like an up and, it's like a giant up and down now with NXT. Something great, something horrific. Something great, something horrific. But I will say, this was the first match on the show that had any heat whatsoever. The crowd was dead for that previous match, that speed title match.
They were beyond dead.
Yeah,
rigor mortis had set in.
Yeah,
when that speed title.
But these three got him going, so good for them.
Kendall Gray defended her Evolve Women's title against Lainey Reed here. They did a bunch of interference.
Oh my God.
And we had the spectacular
return
of Charlie Dempsey.
Okay, hold on. Okay, first
off. You gotta make it?
First off, Kendall Gray is great, okay?
Yeah, fantastic. And Lainey Reed, too.
Lainey Reed did a good job. But, hold on. Before this happened, there was a segment backstage, and Fatal Influence told Lainey to go out there tonight, win the title. Ava walked in and said, if you want to be champion, you have to do it on your own. Everyone else is banned from ringside. So as God is my witness, just to screw with me, they do this match, and in the middle of the match, Fatal Influence comes to ringside.
It's even better because JC Jane, like Kendall Gray's got an armbar on. JC Jane runs down, gets on the apron, and the ref doesn't even look at her.
No.
Not once.
No.
He doesn't even pay attention to her.
They came to ringside even though they were banned.
What is going on?
The ref did nothing about it. Not only that, at one point, JC got inside the ring.
Yes.
After they were banned from ringside. She bonks Ren Sinclair off the apron into Charles's arms.
Who wasn't there before.
Yeah, he just appeared out of nowhere.
This was his return.
Yeah.
He caught Ren Sinclair. Kind of caught her falling off the apron. They're like, oh my God, Charlie Dempsey's back.
Then this idiot ref just ejects everybody. It's like, bro, they were ejected before the match. What good is that going to do?
They should have ejected us.
I'm ejecting myself. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I came back. I did think the main event was a solid match.
Yeah, you know, I'm a bit concerned that they kind of missed the boat with Miles Bourne with his booking over the past couple months, because I thought they just made him come off like such a geek in that TNA versus NXT match that it kind of hurt the momentum that he had. And you could see it in this match here. The match was good, but the crowd was way more into Trick Williams than they were Miles Bourne. Miles made his comeback and they're chanting Randy Orton and RKO at him. You know, the crowd was clearly on Trick's side. Maybe it's because at one point he backhand pimp slapped Miles like he was Charlie Murphy. But eventually Trick went for the Trick knee on the floor, hit the steps, Miles with a born again zigzag on the floor, another one in the ring, and he moves on to the Iron Survivor match. I think the wrong guy won that match, but hey, we've been waiting for Trick to get called up.
The right guy won. It's time for Trick to go up and get some young guys in there.
Well, maybe he could have won the dang Iron Survivor and then moved up with some momentum.
Well, the Iron Survivor, I think, gets a championship match, so we just got to get rid of this guy. Just call him up, dude. Put him in the Royal Rumble. Have him. Dude, Trick should be called up, answer Ilya's open challenge, win the title. Boom. Off to the races.
Oh, Brian, hey. Before we go, big thing. You and Vic Joseph both
Your hair sucks.
Okay, get out of here, you idiot. Okay, listen, we'll be back next time, everybody. No After Dark today. It's a replay of the Raven show, which you shouldn't miss. I'll see you tonight for Observer Live. Holiday show tomorrow, replay. Happy Thanksgiving. And if you're not in this country, just have a happy day. We'll talk to you next time. Observer Live.